On Monday, Acting City Manager Lori Strickler announced the first winner of Bethel's raffle drawing for $1,000.
And we'll read the name. Marie Rivers. Awesome. Marie, you will be contacting...
There were 95 names in the box. Alaska Airlines passengers who arrived in Bethel over the weekend and either tested for COVID-19 upon arrival or brought proof of a recent negative test result. Strickler said she plans to draw a new winner every Monday, with the drawing live streamed on Facebook. She said the old incentive program, a $25 gift card for everyone who got tested at the airport, hadn't been as effective as the city would like.
The incentive program, when we have gotten numbers from YK, hasn't shown an increase in the participation according to what YK is saying. So we're modifying the way that we're delivering those incentives to people with the hope that a chance to win $1,000 will entice more people to participate.
Since the city council passed the airport testing mandate on August 31st, it has continued to spurn any enforcement of the mandate. Councilmember Mark Springer says he would feel irresponsible opening the city up to a lawsuit.
The city doesn't have the resources to enforce that mandate. We're not going to send police officers out there and herd people over to get tested, because as soon as you try something like that, there's going to be an immediate and strong legal challenge.
Police Chief Richard Simmons has also said that his department lacks staff to man the airport. But without enforcement, the mandate doesn't seem to be making any difference in the number of people who get tested at Bethel's airport. As of September 22nd, 3 weeks after the mandate was enacted, Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation spokesperson Tiffany Zolkowski said the percentage of passengers who test at the airport remains between 30-75%, depending on the day. Some council members say there's no proof the testing mandate isn't being followed. The mandate says people are allowed to skip testing at the airport if they have a negative test result from the last 72 hours or if they quarantine for 14 days. Councilmember Hugh Diment says it's important to find out why people aren't testing at the airport.
Is it because they just had a test in Fairbanks and they're waiting for the result, in which case they are complying with the law? Or is it because they are refusing to?
Acting City Manager Strickler says the city will be able to better answer that question soon. With the new raffle program, people who show a negative test result from the last 72 hours will also be eligible, so the city will learn how many people are following the mandate that way. Incentives are still only being offered on the weekend. Strickler says the city is looking to hire an incentives program coordinator to expand the program to all flights. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.